Sun Radio, Gabe Reynolds in studio now with Tony Camel. Tony, thank you for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Last time I saw you, it was at Beerberg.
Yeah.
You came out and did our sessions for us. So once again, thank you for that. Such a great day of live music. And you've got some more coming up this Friday, playing Antones.
Yes, sir.
Now, you've got a brand new solo record that you just released, Back Down Home. Now, you've been part of, I guess, Wooden Wire since what, the early 2010s?
Yeah, we started, Wooden Wire formed in 2012.
Okay. So why the decision now to say, let's do something solo?
Well, you know, I kind of accidentally fell into a career bluegrass band, you know? I started picking bluegrass for fun with some guys, and the band got popular, so I decided to quit my job and see how it went. But I always played other kinds of music. I never wrote bluegrass songs. None of us did. We all wrote other songs, and then because of our instrumentation, they came out in a bluegrass-ish way.
Okay.
So between the pandemic and babies and day jobs and just general changes in our lives, the time was right for me to try something different.
Okay.
And go into a direction that I wanted to try out. I didn't even know what it was going to be.
Okay.
Honestly. So it was a timing thing more than anything.
So if you didn't know what it was going to be, I mean, how did it end up coming together then?
I was fortunate enough to have my friend Bruce Robinson there to make a record with me. He wanted to do it. He had wanted to do it for a little while. I was unsure about it for a long time, for a little while. But once we started going over the songs and started tossing ideas to each other about what they may sound like, we just went in and did it. I mean, we did it in 4 days.
So I read that. I'm like, that is mind blowing to me. Cause I mean that it could take months. It could take forever. Sure. How do you pull it off in 4 days?
You get really, really, really good musicians to do it with you.
Yeah.
And we did, we had a really good sort of studio band there. And a lot of people he worked with often, and a few people that I like to work with and stuff, and combined, it was just basically a recorded jam session in a lot of ways.
Okay.
A little tighter than that, but you know, these guys were also good and they had great ideas and knew when to throw them out and stuff. So it went really quickly and pretty smoothly overall.
So, I mean, was that intentional? It's like, we're going to get this done as quickly as we can, or it just kind of, that's what happened and hey man, this is good.
Yeah, I think definitely the former. We were both willing to take as much time as we needed. But we didn't need as much as I guess we thought. But you know, we were just having a good time, essentially.
Right. So that was with The Next Waltz?
That's correct. Yeah. His company it's a record label, production company, management company, all kinds of stuff they're getting into. And it's called The Next Waltz. And it's great. I love being a part of it.
And they're kind of focus on analog? Is that correct?
The studio is analog.
Okay.
And so that's just kind of part of their stuff. So I think they like to make their records in a retro way, but they want to present the music in a modern way.
Okay.
And the recording process is all analog, so, and mostly live.
Wow.
And that's one of the reasons why it goes pretty quickly.
Okay. So, I mean, that kind of just changes the whole dynamic then of getting into the studio. I mean,
sure.
So with the band, had you done analog in the past, or was this a first time experience?
Wooden Wire, we recorded to tape, but we still use Pro Tools, but we did record live. You know, we did our takes live and most of our stuff was done live, but we had some conveniences that Pro Tools provides. Now, look, bad records were made back when Pro Tools wasn't available.
Sure.
It doesn't mean just because we're doing this analog doesn't mean that anything's guaranteed.
You know?
Sure. It gives this warm feeling. But the vibe, it's more about the vibe, you know. I mean, you still have to have good stuff and have good musicians. And also, you can go in there and cut one instrument at a time,
right?
Analog as well. But that's just not the way we did it, you know. I'm glad we did it that way, and we're going to do it that way again. But
right.
I'm open to any and all ideas in the future.
So with this being your first solo record, you said, you know, doing this way again. So there will be more after this.
That's the plan.
Yeah. All right. You work with the guys in the band for, you know, over a decade and now you're doing solo stuff. I mean, how different is that? Because I mean, with the band, you're throwing around ideas together as a group. This, I mean, you're working with, you know, the producer and stuff like that. But it's you.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Yeah. Because there's a little more on me, I guess. But And there's, you know, just dynamics are totally different. Organizing rehearsals and deciding on things, everything is totally different. But I've been enjoying it. It's given me a opportunity to try different things. I really love playing all by myself, solo stuff.
Right.
And I also love playing in a big, loud rock band, which is what we're doing on Friday at Antone's. It's going to be a big 7-piece party. But I also like to strip it down and do intimate solo sets, either on my own or opening for people and play some other instruments. You know, I'll play the acoustic guitar, obviously, but I also play the banjo. And sometimes I'll even bust out a cross tune, old time fiddle. Not lately, but, you know, but I try to tell stories, you know, make it interesting. That's a whole muscle that I haven't gotten to flex very much. But I started to a few years ago and this is what it's morphed into. But that said, there's really nothing more fun than just jamming with some of my favorite musicians ever.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do on Friday. And it's going to be a really fun time.
So are anybody from the record playing with you Friday? Or okay, cool.
Yeah, it'll be this guy, Scott Davis, who's a fantastic all-around musician, great bass player, guitar player, accordion player, anything really. He'll be playing some lead guitar and some accordion. And Kelly McQuee.
Okay.
She sang on the record.
Oh, nice.
You know, River Girl Radio, formerly.
Voice, she still does all of her voice work for the radio station.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And she and I have become good friends, and I love singing with her. So she fortunately had the night off, and so she's going to come sing with me on Friday. And Noah Jeffries, who played all the mandolins and fiddle on the record, he'll be coming to play mandolin and fiddle as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I got some other great guys playing, like my friend Morgan Thompson on bass and Patrick Hertzfeld on the drums, Simon Page on the pedal steel. So it's going to be a rocking band. And I actually play a lot of electric guitar when we do this ensemble.
All right. And we're talking about Antone's this Friday, June 3rd. So if anybody's wanting to get tickets, you can still do that. Get all those online.
Please get tickets.
All right. So if people want more information about the record, website is Tony Camel, Camel with a K, TonyCamelMusic.com.
You got it.
All right, so you got the guitar.
Yeah, I do.
Let's play something, man.
Cool.
When I say let's, you play something, I'll just stand here and soak it in.
Cool. Well, I dropped a pick there, but... Well, I'll play the song. This is the song that the name of the record came from. There's a lyric in this song where I say, back down home. And I wrote this song with Bill Whitbeck. He plays bass with Robert Earl Keen, and he's plays bass on the record as well.
Oh, okay.
So... we wrote this song together back in 2017, I think. I'm from Houston and spent a lot of time down at the beach on Galveston. He's from La Porte. And so we both are familiar with the strange and funny characters of that area because we are them.
Right. That's awesome.
And that's kind of what this song's about. It goes like this. It's called Slow on the Gulf. Wake me up now, get me up off the floor. Wake me up now, get me off this floor. I can't stay down here anymore. I've been running for too damn long. Lord, I've been running for too damn long. I'm going back down home where I belong. Back down home, back where I belong. I've been running too damn long. Things move slow on the Gulf of Mexico. I got an old flame living down on the bay. I got an old flame living on the bay. Said I should come down there and stay. I packed up my old dog and an old guitar. Packed up my old dog and an old guitar. I'm gonna make my living singing at the bar. Back down home, back where I belong. I've been running too damn long. things move slow on the Gulf of Mexico. The sounds I hear, sights I see, sure pieces of my memory. Walking roads of oyster shells, ragged shrimp boats ringing rusty bells. Things move slow on the Gulf of Mexico. Here we go. Mexico. Things move slow on the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Thank you.